Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And listening to that, Al, maybe in his truck, maybe at home, and wanting to react to it, is our good friend and another guy who gives you the truth every day, the great Mitch Williams, who is on the line right now. Hi, Mitch.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
I'm great. Mitch, what did you listen to Larry. What was your reaction to what you heard?
It was so refreshing to hear an honest baseball opinion that wasn't garnished, that wasn't tempered. It was what is going to happen and should happen.
Wow. All right, so, Mitch, what you're telling me is if you were still pitching and the Astros are out there strutting around, that you'd send a message to them with a pitch maybe where Larry said between the shoulders and the knees?
Yes, and let me explain this, because I don't have to worry about any punishment from Major League Baseball. They've already taken away my entire career, so I can let fly with exactly what I want to say. If I was on the field pitching, I have never been a believer in pitchers that give up a home run to a guy and hit the next guy or drill that guy the next time up. If you don't want to give up a home run, make a better pitch. But if I found out they were stealing signs electronically, it would look like shooting ducks the next time I went out there, because everyone that cheated on against me is going to be wearing one somewhere in their ribcage.
Wow. All right. So, Mitch, this is what I was bringing up to Larry. Sometimes the justice just has to be dealt with by the players themselves on the field of play. Because clearly the commissioner won't do it. Somebody's got to do it, right?
Exactly. And you heard this commissioner's statement on Monday. It almost made me vomit when he started talking about all we want is transparency. There will never be any transparency with that office ever. They are going to cover this up as best they can. And then you turn around and the idiot makes a statement calling the World Series trophy a hunk of metal? How detached are you from the game that you're the commissioner of, that you would call the ultimate prize in your sport a hunk of metal?
Wow.
It completely diminishes everything that everybody in the game of baseball works for. It makes it worthless. Well, Rob, let me put it to you this way. That check you get for $11 million a year is only paper. That's what irritates me.
Mitch, let me he did yesterday try to recant the piece of metal comment. Let me play this for you and get your reaction to this. Here's Rob Manfred.
That was in an effort to make a rhetorical point. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way, and I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it.
Mitch, does that help you at all?
Not in the least. It just proves that he has no idea what the game he is the commissioner of is all about. It's like Larry said, you play 162 games in the regular season, you play 30 in spring training, and you have a possibility of playing, what, 14 or 15 in the postseason. And then to call what you are awarded if you win a hunk of metal, that to me shows complete lack of respect for the players playing the game, the coaches coaching the game. Him and the deputy commissioner both need to be gone.
Whoa.
They are not good for the game.
You're saying that what you're seeing now from the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, is fireable offenses. You're seeing him mishandle something so badly, he should lose his job over it.
Well, let's put it this way, Angelo. He has a couple of jobs. Number one, maintain the integrity of the game. Come to find out, they knew about the cheating back in 17, did nothing about it. Clubs went to him about the cheating, did nothing about it. That's not maintaining integrity, the integrity of the game. The other thing he's not doing is furthering the game. That's his other job, further the game. He has set this game back. I mean, you're going back now. The last time we had a scandal of this nature was back with the Black Sox in 19 or whatever it was.
1919. Yep.
For him to say that this is not as egregious as throwing a game, it's every bit as egregious. It is game fixing. And he let it happen. Anyone else, Angelo, if you don't do your job, if I don't do my job, I'm getting the same pay anyway. But if you don't do your job, you're getting fired. Everyone is held to a certain standard when they take a position. He has not performed to the standard that he should have.
All right, Mitch, I got one last one for you. A lot of players have spoken out about this, even Mike Trout, even Aaron Judge. But yesterday, Nick Markakis of the Braves said something I would like you to react to. Listen to what he said about the Astros.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
You know. He says they need their asses kicked, Mitch. What do you think?
That'd be a good place to start. And if I'm Aaron Judge, number one, Aaron Judge has the size and capability to whip a whole lot of people's asses. But he, more than anyone, has a complaint. Altuve took the MVP from him. Yep. How is that not being stripped and given to Aaron Judge?
Mitch, I love you.
I don't understand this.
Mitch, you're like Larry. You're like Dallas. You are a truth teller. You know how much I love you, Mitch. Thank you for coming on today and giving us your thoughts about what Larry said. Appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Anything for y'all.
The great Mitch Williams, ladies and gentlemen. I love another truth teller steps forward, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.